Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, March 31st. Well, essential employees are starting to rebel. Not doctors and nurses, mind you. No, the massive numbers of people who are keeping us fed. Grocery clerks, warehouse workers, shoppers, and delivery drivers say they've had enough of being asked to put themselves at risk of the coronavirus. That is, until companies create what they consider to be healthier working conditions, offer better sick leave, and provide hazard pay. Yesterday, Whole Foods employees threatened to stage what they called a sick out unless parent company Amazon launches measures to protect their health and provide for more comprehensive sick leave. Handling food, grocery, carts, cash, and coming into contact with customers is threatening their lives, they say, and as of production time, they say they've received scarce protection or compensation for it. Nor have Instacart workers, according to them. Instacart, in case you've been under a rock, is a shopping app. You order your groceries online, and Instacart's independent contractors, called Shoppers, with a capital S, gather your groceries at the store you've chosen and deliver them to your door. Well, since the coronavirus hit, the company's been booming. Recently, Instacart said it'll hire 300,000 additional shoppers just to keep up with demand. Well, it might not be so easy to hire such a huge shopping army, even given the economic crash. Instacart workers in spots across the nation refused to work yesterday. Technically, it's not a strike because gig workers don't have the legal protections that W-2 employees have, and if they don't work, they don't get paid. There's that. There's also no union. So gig worker walkouts are a bit hard to organize, as you might imagine, but they're increasing regardless as the stakes get higher and higher. Instacart shoppers are demanding what they believe to be our safer conditions, at the very least, disinfectant wipes and hand sanitizer. They also want what they're calling hazard pay of an extra $5 per delivery and better tips. Currently, there's a default tip amount set in the app. Instacart shoppers demanded that the company increase that default to at least 10% of an order's total. They also want access to paid sick leave. Right now, only workers who have tested positive for COVID-19 or who have been required by health officials to quarantine get paid sick time off, NPR reported. Along with DoorDash, Postmates, and Uber, Instacart has agreed to give 2 weeks of paid sick leave to those workers specifically affected by COVID-19 through April 8th, that according to the LA Times. The Gig Workers Collective, an activist group, claims that the 2 week sick leave policy is insufficient. They also say it isn't being honored and that the April 8th deadline is so short that most people who will need paid sick leave won't yet have qualified for it. Pennsylvania organizer Alyssa Longobardi told the Philadelphia Inquirer that Instacart's policy requires workers to show proof of positive tests for COVID-19 in order to qualify for paid time off. But tests, as you may have heard, are hard to come by. In Philadelphia, for instance, people are being told not to get tested, but to reserve tests for people with symptoms or who are at high risk. Longobardi told the Inquirer she's not aware of anyone who's received sick pay. Instacart itself has not said how many employees have received paid leave. In a response Sunday to the threatened action, an Instacart statement called the workers heroes. The company promised to make hand sanitizer available starting this week and to increase the default tip. But higher pay? Well, no sign of that. Instead, the company will create what it called bonuses, ranging from a total of $25 to $200 for in-store shoppers working between mid-March and mid-April. Whole Foods in-store employees are equally angry and making similar demands. In statements by the Whole Worker Organizing Committee, workers want paid COVID-19 testing for all employees and an immediate expansion of sick hours. Like Instacart shoppers, they also want paid sick leave for workers who stay home or self-quarantine, not just for those diagnosed or required to stay home. They're also asking for double their typical hourly pay for working during the pandemic and better health insurance. Finally, they're demanding immediate shutdown of any store where an employee has tested positive, with full pay for all workers while that store is closed. There have been reports that workers at Whole Foods stores in New York City, Chicago, Louisiana, and California have tested positive for the virus. A Whole Foods worker told Vice's Motherboard publication that a Chicago store is operating on a skeleton crew. Quoting here, "It's the people who have no choice that are showing up. The portion of our workforce with any money in the bank is absent." Again, that a quote from an employee. In a statement, organizers argued that Whole Foods needs to, quote, "stop putting profits ahead of safety." According to Vice, this is the first national collective action taken against the company since Whole Foods was founded in 1980. On its website, Whole Foods says it's giving all its workers a $2 an hour pay hike through April. It also details the sanitizing policies it's undertaking to prevent the virus from spreading. Meanwhile, workers at an Amazon warehouse in Staten Island also walked off the job on Monday, demanding more paid sick time and better cleaning practices. According to NPR, at least 11 Amazon warehouses nationwide have had people diagnosed with COVID-19. In Kentucky, state officials required at least one of those to close until April 1st. Walkouts have also happened or been scheduled by workers in the poultry plants, auto factories, shipyards, fast food restaurants, and bus companies. And there are surely more job actions to come. This much appears clear. The virus has exposed significant shortcomings in how U.S. employers appear to be handling health, safety, and pay issues to the satisfaction of their workers. These are matters that the workers say hurt them and customers too, and ultimately businesses themselves. As the story continues to unfold, we will, of course, keep you posted. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, share it with a friend by email, phone, social media, carrier pigeon, whatever works for you. Just maintain that social distance. That's what the experts say. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.